I stopped drinking and I became addicted to sex.
Yes, totally.
My apartment's called the Suck Shack.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, he named it.
I named it.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite B-52 song. The Suck Shack, baby.
Suck Shack.
Suck Shack.
It's a good time. So, this is bad.
Some of this is bad. To drag out whores.
No. It's crazy.
It's keto.
I'm doing keto.
So he's reeked of cheese.
Wow.
He reeked of cheese and bacon.
Yeah, you can really say that we're really getting some things together.
Wow.
Okay, Ian? Yeah.
That's like when I got out of rehab, though. Like, if you quit drinking, if you quit your drug of choice at the same time as smoking, you're more likely to stay stopped from smoking.
How many times have you been to your rehab?
Couple.
Yeah. Because you're like, two. We're drunks.
Two. I'm actually currently at an at-home rehab program right now myself.
Oh, IOP?
No, it's just where I locked myself in my house for a week and played Fortnite.
It's a detox?
Yeah, I guess detox is the right word.
Off what?
Just alcohol.
Oh, okay.
The first rehab was cocaine and booze.
I remember talking to you about this a while back, I think.
Probably, I wouldn't shut up about it.
Had you, when was that?
2021, December to January.
Yeah, yeah, I think I remember talking to you about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 30, 40 days, somewhere like that, and I just, I can't go back. So I was like, you know,
I went to one in, like, overnight rehab, like, inpatient, and the rest were, like, IOP.
IOP, yeah.
And, wait, what's IOP stand for again?
Inpatient, outpatient?
I don't know.
I've never been to rehab. I've done it all. Everything's willpower with me.
Damn. Good for you.
But like, I'm not, like, I'm a drunk and I have alcohol issues, but I haven't drank in 2 years. But like, you were drinking like hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't stop drinking Jameson.
And mouthwash.
Yeah. I was like, you're like.
Yeah, I was like, if I'm not getting the good stuff, I'm just getting something.
I think
I was like one step away from putting kerosene in a rag, shaving my head, and just rubbing it on my head. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that work?
That's what the Russians would do.
Yeah,
the soldiers, yeah. Pour kerosene, gasoline on your head and the alcohol on it.
Gets me, I'm like, it's not that
right
bad.
Right into your fucking.
It gets you drunk?
Fucked up.
And you never tried that?
Mm-mm.
I feel like in my bender.
Dude, I knew guys
that
would shoot alcohol.
No.
Yep.
That doesn't
shoot
kill
vodka.
You?
I mean, it can't.
I have a big fear of
much.
Like the bubble. Doesn't they say like a bubble goes into your vein and then you're immediately dead?
No.
No, that's what people say.
What? Who people?
I think I heard it on Grey's Anatomy.
That's my mom. Everything is Ian. Everyone is saying this. I go, who's everyone? She goes,
it's just me.
Eileen.
Yeah, exactly.
My friend Eileen. Okay.
And Eileen's right.
Yeah. Most of the time Eileen's right.
She's reposted it like 5 times.
Yeah. It's more fun to say everybody's saying
this.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I remember that happened in high school. I got in like trouble, like some rumor or something, and a friend came up and she goes, everyone is saying that this and this and this. And I go, who's everyone? She goes, well, 3 people are saying. And I go, did 3? And she goes, Carla told me. I was like, oh, yep, I knew it.
What did Carla tell her?
That you're gay?
No, but she kind of had a hint. No, oh my God, these 3 girls that were like pretty annoying that we all nicknamed. Do you remember Little Caesars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pizza trio?
Oh.
Sausage, pepper, and sausage, pepperoni, and bacon. We nicknamed these 3 girls the pizza trio. And the word got out to the meat 3.
Yeah.
And I was kind of the one that coined it. And
yeah.
So it was at a sleepover with a bunch of friends.
They sound pretty.
It sounds like a burn book, like your version of a burn book.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is that happened, and I remember the feeling I felt when that happened, and I made a decision, like, never do this again. Like, never hurt someone with, like, being mean about someone behind their back, because I was like friends with these girls, but I said it to be funny, to make my friends laugh, because I wanted to be liked so much.
Right.
And I just remember this feeling of like, don't, like, never. I'm glad it happened, but like, it's like when you have to do a bad joke to figure out it's bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you realize like, oh, I don't want to do that again.
That's literally like why I got sober. I was like, when I was drinking there, I was like in a, like a, with hanging out with my friend all the time, and to make him laugh, I would like make fun of our other friend who was like this girl or whatever, and then she didn't speak to me for like a year. Yeah. And I was like, what's Amanda's fucking problem?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
I got
sober, and I was like, I don't know, you're a fucking asshole to her, Dylan. Yeah. Jesus Christ. And I had to apologize and all the big thing, but yeah, that's literally the reason I was like, one of the big reasons I got sober.
I think one day I'm gonna learn that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a little bit of snake tongue?
I don't, that's how my whole family grew up, is like showing love. We didn't do hugs. Uh-huh. We just said really mean stuff. So that was like the only attention you got.
I didn't know you grew up black. I didn't know you grew up a black comic.
It just, and I came, and that, what that looks like for white is just like, get sassy gay guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I realized like again, back to the joke thing. Like, did you guys ever tell a joke that made you like feel icky?
Yes, I've been talking about this a lot on stage. There's nothing worse than when I leave, because sometimes I can be aggressive on stage. There's nothing worse than when I feel like I was more mean than funny.
Mm.
I always leave being like, I feel sick to my fucking stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not me. What's your example?
You have no empathy. You have no empathy. That's the problem. I watched Colton absolutely bully girls on stage. And
really?
I
think, it's always girls?
Oh, well, no it's anybody. One time we were at this show, and
because it's like a competition. It's like a little, it was like, a competition who could do it better?
He walks out, and he's holding the girl by the back, and he goes, she bombs, obviously. And not obviously, but if you knew her, you'd be like, obviously.
Yeah.
And so and Colton brings him and goes, now, can everybody at the same time make some noise just so we could know what that would have felt like? And you liked her.
Oh, whoa! Hold on, sassy little thing.
I didn't realize at the time. In hindsight, it's like, oh, actually, I could see how that could have come across. I didn't know how many people were in the audience.
Oh,
because it was all black.
What?
Like there was no lights.
Colton.
That's funny.
Do you guys have black Israelites in New York?
Oh yeah. They're the best.
Because they're doing Central Park.
I know. I wanted to stop by and say hi.
And well, okay, so I've seen a white girl pass them, and she would go, "Not for you, white bitch." And I just like love that so much. And they're doing a clothes donation. I saw a bunch of white homeless people in there. I was like, I don't know the rules.
Really? I think they make them up as they go along. Okay. I walked by a bunch in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they were, you know, on the microphone, and it's the best because a lot of them can't read, so they have someone read for them.
That's
and they're like, Brother Isaiah, read page 37, paragraph 4. And then the guy reads it, and then he's like, okay, now turn the page. Keep reading! 37, 34! And they're, you know, shaloming it up to each other, and then I walked by, and I went, shalom! And they went, shalom! No. And I got like, I was like, not the right type of shalom for them.
Yeah. I also was passing the other day, and you know when you're like barking, you're doing something on the street, you're just like in the mode to hand it out to everybody? One guy looked at me and goes, He was so upset about my face.
Dude, I would love for them to be in a crowd at a comedy show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the best?
Oh, yeah.
And then they would be funnier than any comic that comes on stage.
Yelling out.
That is the thing about them. They are so funny.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if they know it.
No.
They're mentally ill.
Yeah.
Which is what makes them funny.
Yes.
You know, I would never, no one who's doing well would ever be like, let's go stand on the street corner and scream about this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like, don't even really know what they talk about. I really am always listening to music.
It's.
Oh, I found, because sometimes you'll find a pamphlet like a block away. I read all of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's very fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have a joke that was more mean than funny?
No, I just remember like in when I started in Philly, I used like rape as a punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Because the punchline I had didn't work.
Yeah.
And then I was maybe like 3 months in, and it sticks out to me distinctly because I know when it happened, I made a decision like, dude, never do that again. Like that I felt it inside. Like, this is a terrible feeling. You're not that guy. And I said something and it didn't work, and I was like, so I raped her, and that got like a laugh. But I remember I was like, what am I doing? What is this?
Yeah.
What I mean, at the time, you know, I should have been like, well, I know I'll have a place in Austin.
Yeah.
I should have just moved to Austin. Then I'd have been the king. You know.
Yeah.
But Philly's like, yeah, we're woke here.
You guys really love those jokes down here.
They do love the jokes.
It's
down
a
here.
Lot.
Everything is, I'm gay, I'm in a raper.
Yeah. Retard.
Faggot.
It's like, whoa, man.
Yeah.
It's wild. Because do you guys feel this way? Because I, when I have to follow that and they're like, faggot is a punchline, this and that, and then I go up and I'm like, oh, I am those things that you're using as like a punchline.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Sometimes I think like, save some faggot for the faggots.
You know what I mean? It's like, they're all going up, gay.
Yeah.
Do something gay or stop talking about it.
Yeah, you stolen valor motherfuckers. Yeah,
absolutely. I'd much rather follow than go ahead.
Yeah.
Because then I get to say whatever I want.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to correct them. They're like, and this fucking asshole doesn't even know how anal works. He thinks it hurts. Yeah. He thinks it hurts us.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
And I go, yeah, I'm just living my life in pain. Every day I go...
Well, I mean, you would want to go behind, so that doesn't make sense.
No, they also do talk.
No, I don't. No,
you're a bottom.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, but I've been watching my new house rehab. I've been watching a lot of heterosexual porn.
We love heterosexual porn.
You're home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. House rehab. Dylan will be like, "Hey, are you going out today?" I go, "Oh, they don't let me out until Friday."
Oh, that's so great.
Yesterday he goes, "They're taking me for a walk." I go, "Do you mean you?" He goes, "Yeah."
Dude, if you call someone, you're like, sorry, my house manager is making me get off the phone.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not really able to form these relationships yet.
Yeah. Oh, man. I lived in a halfway house. That was like the whole thing. You had to be back by a certain time.
Yeah, it's because you can't make up your own rules. So they have to, you know.
Well, yeah, and it gets you out of being in charge of your own life. Because when you were in charge, your life went to shit.
Yeah, actually, that was my thing, is I never really had any consequences. I was just sad.
That is a consequence, though.
Yeah, that's a consequence.
And you don't realize that feelings are consequences.
Oh, you're right.
I'm a thinker.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You are a thinker.
You wouldn't expect it with the voice, but
and
I am.
I'm a stinker. Especially after Cooper's.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've never been to Cooper, so I don't really know what you're saying. But I can imagine it.
Do you eat barbecue out here? You look like you just eat
I've been crock-potting
whey protein, and that's it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I've been crock-potting a lot. I can't smell, so I don't like really care about food.
You can't smell?
I can taste salty and spicy.
Wait, why can't you smell?
Well, I've had 5 concussions, 7 broken noses, and then I did coke for 2 years. So you tell me, Ian.
Why do you have so many concussions?
I played rugby and then snowboarding.
The hottest sport.
Wow. Did you ever... fool around in the locker room with the rugby players?
No, I was straight at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
you didn't really do anything gay until your 20s, right?
To 21, and then I kissed Mondo from Project Runway, and I was like, oh, I'm gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have any gay feelings growing up?
I Eskimo kissed a dude through my sleeping bag on a camping trip.
Wait, what's that?
It's like he can't whip his dick out, so I just did like rub my nose up against
his penis. Yeah. That's so gay.
Yeah,
it's so gay.
Wow.
But I was like, well, I was blackout, and when you hear, well, those times when you're
that's
in
like
high school,
making out with a sock puppet.
Exactly. Like, what was I getting out of that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The feeling of doing it,
just being like, I could do whatever I want.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
I guess I kind of power faced him.
Yeah. How old are you when that happened?
That was 18. We used to black out and go on camping trip.
You, though, were like sucking cock.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to bring up your own things.
No.
Yeah, young.
Wait, is that what you meant by Carla should have gotten the hint?
Wait, what?
You said Carla should have known, should have got the hint.
Oh. Yeah, because I like wouldn't kiss her. Mm-hmm. I was like nervous to kiss girls. And like fool around with girls because, it's my mom. Hey, mom! Sorry, I'm talking about sucking cock. Remember all those times that boy came over because his printer didn't work?
What? That's what you would tell your mom?
Yeah.
Just, well, he needs a printer.
Me and
his
kid down the street, our printers would break, so we had to go to each other's house to use different printers.
Wow. Yeah.
I have a project and the printer won't work, mom. She's like, I just brought it back from the Geek Squad.
She's just banging in the room, hitting it with a hammer.
I don't know what's happening. I gotta go suck.
We're gonna go try the printer in my room real quick.
Oh, that's so funny.
Have you talked to your mom at all about this? Like, did she know?
Have you talked to
Oh, yeah. Well, bleep that name out.
Please? Yes?
No joke. No. I don't think his beautiful family down south would like to hear about this.
I love that you looked at us like, how do you know his name?
You just said it.
Well, you're bullying. You're like the Nardwar of gay sex. What does that mean? Dude, if you get that reference, you will fucking love it. Nardwar is this idiot savant, no offense, about he interviews rappers and musicians and he knows things about them that like even their day ones probably don't even know. And so you'll see these interviews and he'll bring up something to a rapper and they're like, yo, how did you not? And they like, you know, black guy run out of the room, you know, and then come back. And it's really cool. He's a great interviewer, but he's a Canadian guy. His name's Nardwar.
But
you're pulling out a lot of like deep cuts.
Oh, I like yeah. It. I hate to be like this, but I've listened to a lot. I've listened to you on a lot of podcasts.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Actually, we actually met 8 years ago this is so funny. So we both did the Mass Mocha Comedy Festival together.
And wait, and just for the record, he used to be 400 pounds.
I was 400 pounds at the time.
No way.
And so this was at Mass Mocha in the Berkshires of Massachusetts.
Berkshires, yes.
That's where I'm from. And me and you, for hours, stood on the loading dock smoking cigarettes, not speaking.
No! Really?
100%. And I remember thinking, this man is bisexual.
Whoa! Wait, did I not talk to you out of like rudeness, or did we not get introduced?
I just don't think we really got introduced, and then we were both just like smoking cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was only like a year and a half into comedy, I think.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, I remember that fest. I remember doing it, and it was in front of like a huge, huge crowd, huge stage theater, and I felt on top of the world. And then I went back and did a club in New York City the next night, and I joke you not, 15 minutes of silence, hatred, and a British woman goes, "You're rubbish!" in the crowd. I was like, oh God, I suck.
Yeah.
It is crazy going somewhere else feeling like, God,
incredible.
I'm doing it.
I think I'm a god.
Back. Yeah, yeah. You know? Coming back just no, very much not.
Of course, yeah. You need it.
Yeah.
It makes you better. It humbles you. Man, I'm so sorry.
Why are you apologizing for?
Remember, because
if you remember, that'd be psychotic. To me, I was like, oh my God, it's Ian Friday. This is so cool.
He also used to not talk. He's learning to talk to people.
I have a hard time like when I like listen to people or know who somebody, I'll be like in the corner like,
oh really?
Yeah, a little bit of a weirdo.
Oh man, I wonder what you look like
huge.
Really?
Huge. We can show pictures.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess. I got a photo just on cue, so we're good.
That would be great.
Oh, wow. It's his phone.
Which one is it?
Yeah.
It's the one Spencer posted.
Oh, for sure. Big. You're going to be shocked.
Really? Yeah, did you get your tattoos prior or after?
During, after. It's been
like, really?
Yeah, this was like, so this is like 8 years ago. It must have been.
You would never tell. Oh, I guess.
I haven't seen it with my shirt off.
Oh, is it a lot huge of problem?
It's actually not that bad.
Oh, but look at you.
Oh, thank
you. You little cutie. How do you have such little legs?
I know, the Chinese food went right to the stomach.
Crazy.
Well, they're skinny jeans.
It looks like an apple stuck on a toothpick.
100. Please, we have to send the clips.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh man,
isn't that funny?
Yeah, and you're from Berkshires.
Yeah.
Wait, did you play Boston? Did I meet you in Boston?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No, just there.
Okay, because I'm thinking of another Dylan.
Harley Sullivan,
maybe. Well, I don't know.
He's here too. I'm just trying to think of other gay guys.
But yeah, it was a fun. It was a great festival.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever did it again.
Was that one of those times where I was being mean and I should stop? You kind of looked at me like we just covered that.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think. I remember. I think my name was on a door for a green room, and I took a picture and sent it to my mom because this is a big deal.
It was like I think it was Phoebe was there from Two Dope Queens. Her last name. Yeah. It was that.
Robinson,
it was cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Robinson. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny.
So you live in New York with your producer. Every time I see you, is that true? Because your studio is in your house, right?
Yeah, I built the podcast studio in my basement.
And doesn't your producer live there too?
Yeah, he moved in the room next door.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
He moved from Denver to do the podcast.
Okay, he's kind of disgusted.
No, very disgusted.
Because I feel like I've known him for a while.
Really?
But it's always like in passing. So usually when I see you, I go and talk to him the entire time.
Huh.
Yeah, and so I keep on telling Jimmy that he's going to move into our big house.
He should. Why not? Yeah. Do it. He needs a friend during his
house rehab.
You know? No, I'm not allowed friends at this very moment. But
really?
Maybe month two I can start taking in new people.
I think you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, what no, my husband did suggest therapy. I was like, whoa, got it. I don't think they allow that.
So is he upset with you about your drinking and stuff?
No, I'm really good at hiding it.
Oh.
What are you going to do now that you're not drinking?
Run.
Yes, that's what I do.
And so I live next to
your problems.
Yes. Yes. Well, I've noticed that that it's like Adderall for me is running. Like mile four, I just go like, whoosh, it's like post-nut clarity. Like you're just like,
whoosh. Oh, yeah.
At mile four, I'm just
before
like.
Before you're going to cheat, you just have to run 4 miles.
Oh, no, we just opened it up. We're
did
good.
You?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've been open this entire time.
But it's been really sad.
And now he's just finding out.
He would get,
really
he would get sad every time I did it.
Why would you be open?
Because look at him.
Because he lives in Minneapolis now.
Would you be open if you looked like this?
He lives in Minneapolis now.
So you don't live with him?
No. I live with Dean and Laser.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the rehab.
That must be such a fucking crazy house.
It is a crazy...
Laser's bringing like mom pussy and you're bringing in little boy twinks or whatever. I don't know what you go for.
To fuck me?
What do you go for?
Like old man with a boat.
Really? Is your husband an older guy?
Yeah.
Really?
But he doesn't have a boat.
Oh, divorce.
Colton's a taken care of woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to not do stuff. And people don't
by
like...
By stuff, he means work.
Yeah. I don't think that's crazy.
I could see you as a trophy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wife.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like sitting by the pool.
If I was an older guy and I had a ton of money, you would be the perfect guy to be my like toy boy. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Just like a hot, dumb guy. Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
He's got brains. He's got brains.
No, I don't have emotional intelligence. Like this is the opposite. This is usually flipped.
Oh yeah, because I'm the dumb one. But
he's so emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
So am I. Yes.
It means nothing.
I think you have to be emotionally intelligent when you go through like a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You know?
Like what?
I don't know. Like a lot of different traumas or experiences. In order, you have to be in touch with your emotions in a way to get over it, I think. And I'm projecting. I'm just imagining being heavy.
No, my life's been horrific.
Losing that. That must be like psychologically just,
you know,
like a lot.
I realize it's part of the weight stuff is actually, I think about a lot with the smoking stuff too, because I feel like everything in my life was to like keep people away from me. Mm. And because I've never been in a real relationship, I like, mm-hmm. I feel like everything is all about like keeping, even in like friendships, I like everyone is like a full distance away, which has been like very comfortable. But that I thought was smoking too. I was like, oh, I feel like it's just one more thing, me separating myself from everybody else.
Yeah, somebody stands too close, you could be like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like literally, it's like get away from
me. Well, it's a great way to get away from people. Yeah. I gotta go, I gotta smoke.
Yeah.
You know, that helps me with my like, you know, being sober around all this. It's, I'm not sitting there fiending for a drink, but after a while, I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm hearing the same thing. This conversation is dragging on too long, and it's a perfect excuse to be like, hey, I gotta take a step out, you know. But some people are like, I'll join you. And I'm like,
oh, God. No. Yeah. That's when I'm like, I gotta go run and grab a Diet Coke.
Yeah. I gotta make a phone call. Yeah. That's my new thing is a phone call. I gotta make a phone call.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm and a big phone call guy anyway.
Do you do
anyway,
the phone
so.
Call?
I do, yeah.
You do the phone call. Who are you calling? Who are your top three?
I love phone calls.
Who are your top three?
My mom... Attell and my best friend Justin.
Okay,
it's Justin.
So like
Hart.
The three people I'm closest with. Actually,
like, it's such a dumb question. It's like, no.
He is.
Yeah,
he's gotten hot, dude. This is the best. We were childhood best friends since we've been 10. Right, been through it all. He was with his wife for like 11 years. I got sober. I called him from rehab from a payphone. I go, hey, I got to get right, man. I checked myself into rehab. He's like, well, who am I going to get fucked up with now, you fucking asshole? Like, it was the perfect response for who he is. You know, it was amazing. And I, you know, in rehab, you know, at home, they tell you.
I went the real one, too.
You need to. Well, they tell you change people, places, and things, whatever. Yeah. And he was a guy I was like, no, I'm not fucking dropping my friend. Like, you know. And so he ended up. His wife left him because of his drinking recently. He got sober. So now he's sober. He's lost like 50 pounds. He goes to the gym every day. He's like riding a bike, getting these hobbies. He's doing great. I take him on the road with me and we have the best time in the world. We stay in a room together. He has one bed. I have another. We watch movies. He helps me with my merch. We do activities.
Oh, nice.
He keeps me away from like
comic?
Pussy and dick. And no. He's a regular guy. Is great.
Yeah.
I love hanging out with like regular, like the majority of my friends are like musicians and just like regular people, except for like Jordan and Attell. And that's like it.
Yeah.
You know,
two of the funniest. Yeah, just the best comics in the world. And so, not a problem. That's crazy.
Yeah. Whoa. And me and Attell are
chatty
Cathys.
I want to
make
enough money where I can like bring just a friend with me to be like, he keeps me away from dick. Because I'm addicted to strange dick.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem. I say all the time, I stopped drinking and I became addicted to sex.
Yes. Totally.
My apartment's called the Suck Shack.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, he named it.
I named it.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite B-52 song. The Suck Shack, baby.
Suck Shack.
Suck Shack.
It's a good time. Come by.
Oh,
it's just
man.
Like I cracked the door. I'm like, not you.
Yeah. Wait, are you one of those guys that's like, the door is open, I'm naked?
No. Oh,
those
my God.
Are
please.
So
I would
scared.
Never take my shirt off, but I give them the apartment. I have like guys with no face pictures come over, and it's so scary. It's so scary.
Wait, you've
it's
never
so
done
hot.
That?
No,
it's
no,
so hot.
No. I gotta see a face.
And no, well, you see it when you open it, and I do have enough self esteem to say like, no, I'm not feeling it.
When they've already made the trip.
That's the risk you play.
That is so scary.
That's the risk you play.
Because a cummed up dude could be very angry.
Yeah. And there's only one door in, one door out, so you can't come in.
Like an asshole.
I'm not feeling it. And has there any been like, what? Are you sure?
No. I feel like when you don't send face pictures, you have to understand that this is a risk that you could get here and me be like, no.
Yeah, but showing up to a guy who's like, come on over for the cum dump, and then he sees you and he's like, take it easy there.
I know.
Scarface.
Well, you know what? I get nervous. And yeah, sometimes a good dick will trick you, though.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I could make this work.
That happened to me in Arizona.
How gay are you?
I had, what?
How gay are you?
I'm physically gay.
Mentally.
But I'm not emotionally gay.
Yeah.
Like, I can be with a guy physically, but
I you don't
I
like the movie Steel Magnolias.
No, I don't. Yeah. And I don't like The Secret Garden.
Yeah, actresses do nothing for you. You want to pound men, but you're like, what is everyone talking about with these actresses?
Yeah,
that's
please.
Not true. He just was pitching me Julia Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I have a soft spot for Julia Roberts.
Yeah, and
I
that's straight. That's
all
straight
all
to
the
like
songs
Roberts.
Memorized from my best friend's wedding. Hug him and kiss him. And then
that's a great movie. They don't make movies like that anymore.
Yeah. And Notting Hill.
Oh yeah.
God, I do love a good romantic comedy from like the 90s, but
not Irish Wish.
What's that?
This is Lindsay Lohan's new Netflix movie.
I thought it was just a drunk cop yelling at his dick to get bigger. My Irish Wish, grow.
My Irish Wish. I'm Irish. I don't have to say that's repetitive. Maybe that's why it's all a fucking problem.
Well, it's a bit of a problem. I'm like I'll sleep with guys, but it's very like, and then it's, I really have like distilled it down. I think it truly is a physical thing of like, I'm feeling low. I just need a release. I need to get outside myself. And guys are like the easiest thing.
Yeah.
And I've only ever really been attracted to one guy, he who shall not be named. Right about that.
And
hey,
what did you say?
Oh.
You're am I supposed following? To know who you're attracted to?
Interesting.
Remember that, we remember talked like, about earlier?
It's like oh, printer.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleeped his yeah, yeah, name! Where's the fucking bleeped?
Oh, bleepy blue.
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet.
Oh, Bleepmeister. No, but we had a secret thing for like 11 years, and he was like the only guy who was ever like, I like you, like, kiss me, or like, baby. And at every turn, I was like rejected violently. And he
Even
was
in
like...
school?
Oh, well, we went to different schools in high school, but the first time we ever, because we had talked about it for a while, and the first time we ever, like, sucked each other off was on a school trip, and we went to the hotel room, we did it, and then when we got on the bus, I sat on the front of the bus, he sat on the back, and by the time we got to our destination, all these kids are coming up, and they're like, oh, he said you're a fag, blah, blah, he said you're gay. And dude, I almost, it was in Florida, I almost got sent home because I was fighting so many kids for like calling me gay and everything. It was, I was so heartbroken.
I might actually start crying.
I had to like hang out with these like nerds and we ended up having the best time. I like hung out with the freaks of the trip that no one would hang out with. And I had the best time with them. It was so great. And then on the last night, we really made up. Let's just say, the sleeping bag was not there.
That just broke my heart.
Oh yeah,
that's so sad.
So did he go like, "Hey, sorry, I told everyone you're gay," and you're like, "It's cool, I kind of."
No, we would like fight in public, like, and shit talk each other to like take everyone off the trail of us, and then in secret have this like thing, and then we. I would try to kiss him and he never would because he was like, that's like gay.
Now, yeah.
Stick your teen boy mouth on my teen boy penis like straight guys. And I was
oh
like,
my God.
Okay.
When you guys were fighting in public, was it one of those things like Traitors? Did you watch Traitors? Anyone watch Traitors?
No.
Where like you're doing it, but you both know it's not real. Like you're gay.
I don't know.
Like, was there any wink or were you guys just like
no, it was
actually...
like fist fights, like teachers had to break it up like on the playground type stuff.
When you guys were like wrestling, was there any like, God, this is a little hot too, but I'm
only
angry?
In hindsight that I think about now.
Okay.
Never Whoa. Mind.
That is a That's a complicated relationship.
Yeah.
11 years?
Yeah. From like 11
that
to
guy,
like 22.
I was DJ Printer. To another guy.
Really?
In college.
Interesting.
The second when I went back.
Yeah. But you realized when you were gay, like, yes, I like men, I want to be held.
No, I've always when I was in high school, I thought it was like an impulsive thought. Because I've always had impulsive thoughts. Like I always like reference it like, you know,
jerk the wheel off the road.
Or jerk this guy off. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not
jerk
gonna do
the wheel
either
off this
one
man's body.
Because it's just a thought that I had. It's not necessarily a thought that I am like personally,
but when you get a sweet release from both, doesn't it feel amazing? Coming or death?
Oh, I thought you meant coming in either hole. Because I was with a lot of women, and then I convinced myself that I was gay, and that not bi, then bi doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I'm gonna fuck a woman.
Really?
I told you at home rehab, I've been watching heterosexual porn.
The heterosexual porn has slapped.
What kind of heterosexual porn?
MMO.
It's like giant
male female
giant perky tits.
Oh,
just
really?
Getting fucking railed.
Wait,
I don't like that.
Like,
I don't like
fucking?
That. She's
like, no. Just like getting so like
oh,
getting
railed
so hard that her tits like
bounce
like, are like whoa.
Like googly eyes from a drug store.
Exactly like that.
Perfect.
Exactly. Nice. I've always been a fan of Spencer's, so that would make a lot of sense.
I love it. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't know. I love women, and I want a emotional connection with women, and I enjoy that. And then I've never been attracted to a guy friend. I've never had a guy friend that I'm, like, into or anything, and I've never been attracted to a guy and wanted to be his friend. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
So I've been trying to, like, figure all this out.
Do you
out.
Think maybe that is know. Because of the situation that you were in for 11 years?
Maybe.
Which is what?
Which was like being attracted to a guy friend that absolutely devastated you in a way
well,
that's
like... We weren't even like friends. Like we just one day, I don't know how it happened, we started fooling around
and breaking our
on
printer.
A playground. And then we went off on the track, yeah, in fifth grade, and like dry humped each other. And then that was like our friendship was based on this sexual thing that we had. Oh. And then it wasn't like, we're hanging out and going in the movies and sleepovers. This is just like, you're coming over, you know the deal.
What's the printer's broken. Yeah, pull your fucking pants down.
Yeah, get your Ethernet out, buddy. I'm plugging it in, you know? Yeah. And that's, so again, it wasn't like a friendship, like we're at sleepovers and I'm just yearning for him. It wasn't that, I don't know. And then women, it's like totally different, but you were saying the thing, you look at straight porn. I exclusively look at gay porn because I have a fantasy about just like seven dudes fucking me from every angle, this and that, being just a cum dump. And then I've had that chance and I'm like, get the fuck away from me. This is disgusting.
It's hot in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think like happens to a lot of people. Like I'm sure you're like, this is hot, straight porn. And if you had a chance to fuck a super hot chick, you'd probably be like, oh, I don't know.
No, I'm saying I can, and I Colton, will, and I'm doing
don't
it.
Don't lie, you have had the chance, and you couldn't get hard.
Okay. And it was two times.
Your body doesn't work.
No, I think her problem is her boobs weren't perky enough.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
That's what it is. So gay, man. You're like, actually, it's her body.
Yeah. Oh, the left one's bigger than the right one. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. It's also what she was wearing.
Wow. Her contour was off. Yuck. Yeah.
Contour.
No, that also.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep hard when you're getting head when you can see their roots.
I think I did say that. I think I did say that. She goes,
let me tell you, if you're married to a man, there's not really a chance some chick's gonna have magical boobs and you're gonna be like, okay, let's fuck.
It's all, yeah.
I'm gonna say that I'm gonna do it, and then I'm gonna prove you all wrong.
Well, tell it to your fucking cock there, Colton.
I will. Hey, I will.
Yo, let's get hookers.
Yeah. Should we get a bunch of them?
The Colton Hooker Challenge. Let's see. Let's put some money where your mouth is. Huh?
I've had a hooker before.
Really?
Yeah, in Indonesia.
Girl.
Yeah.
Penis?
No.
It worked.
Yes.
Well, he was completion. Straight at the time.
What?
He had sex with over 50 women.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, that's why I'm so confused about what you're saying.
That's
why I'm so confused about what you're saying.
Do you think you got so many concussions it concussed you gay? Because how could you be with 50 women and then now you're like, meh.
Because I just told you that. I convinced myself that you can't be bi.
Oh.
So when I was straight, I was like, oh, those feelings don't exist. And then when I was gay, I was like, oh, of course you're gay now.
Right.
And now I'm like, no, I think I might be bi. Mm. But my husband actually has more of a problem if I hook up with a girl than with a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's, he's
so at that point, just a slap in the face.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you even doing? You're just doing, you're just cheating on me to cheat on me at this point. You don't even want to fuck women.
I think I just need to, like, it's like closure. It's like sex with an ex. You just got to do it one more time. My dad just invested in a herpes cream.
What?
Well, you should, yeah.
What? I should?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, fine.
You have herpes?
No. Well, actually, I might, but if I do, I don't have the symptoms for it.
Oh.
They don't really test for herpes anymore, I feel like.
I tried to get tested like 3 years ago, and he was like, we can if you want.
You know, if you get tested, you have to lie and be like, I have bumps, so they test you for it, because otherwise they just do AIDS, and that's it.
Just AIDS?
I think so.
It's probably HIV that they
HIV,
test.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's so funny. He comes back, they go, AIDS.
Straight. Yeah, that is straight so too.
You can get like chlamydia and gonorrhea and tested, all that kind of stuff. We also go to the
queer
clinic.
It sounds like you
don't
get tested a lot.
No, I do. But the last time I got tested, I had to say, because I was like, hey, I'd like to get tested. And they were like, okay, we're only doing HIV today. And I was like, well, I'm showing symptoms of XYZ. And they're like, okay, we'll have you pee and this and that. But they were just going to give me HIV test. But this was also in, fuck, what town was this?
Is this Medicare? Is this like?
No, it was like a walk-in spot. Yeah.
Wait, have you had a lot of STIs?
Never.
Really? Never? Not once? Yeah.
Never. I always play safe.
Yeah. I hate the word play.
I know.
I got gonorrhea during the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that like?
The wet nightmare. I thought it was, I thought I was having a wet dream. And then I woke up and I was like, it's not stopping. It was really bad.
Was it green?
No. Luckily, it was like clearish yellow. I know. I didn't want to say it. And I was like trying to convince myself that I had a UTI.
Were you in pain?
Yeah. And I was like, but I'm one of those people that would like maybe wait to go to the hospital until it's like about to fall off. And my friend was like, you have to go.
Wow.
Yeah. Shot in the ass. But you
got it cleared right up.
Yep.
Right?
And I said, and shoot, I was like, I felt embarrassed because it was like April
2020. Of course.
You're really not supposed to be doing it. And I was living in Portland, Oregon at the time where like if you left your apartment, they would like shoot you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like,
we
China.
Were wearing a mask. I got a hole through it.
And I remember I was like, I feel really bad. And she was like, hey, who cares? Yeah. I was like, oh, that's a cool doctor.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Planned Parenthood, never paid for it. Never will.
Nice.
Never will.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there testing sites here in Texas?
There's clinics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind Clinic.
Yeah.
They don't sponsor us, so I won't tell you
anything.
You
should
go
there and you should get tested and know your status.
Yeah. Know your status.
Know your status.
But you could also do it at home now.
Interesting.
They'll just send you a little thing. You go like bleep, bloop, bloop, and then they test
at
everything.
At home HIV or at home everything?
I don't know.
I like to go in
for
the HIV because they prick your finger and you know in 30 seconds. You go, oh, we're good to go. Call somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go somebody. Online.
Yeah. Tom Petty said it. The wait is the hardest part.
Yeah. And the first cut is the deepest.
Yeah.
He also
said
that.
That's a prick. That's the prick. When you
pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
You come to Austin a lot. A lot.
A fair amount.
People keep on saying, Ian's in town. And I go, oh, and what are you doing here?
Last time I was here, I did Rogan, and I did the Mothership, and then now I'm here doing a weekend at the Creek.
Are you going to stay for the eclipse?
Yes, I am, yeah. I'm doing Your Mom's House in Kiltony.
Oh, nice.
And then
you're going to the rave? Big old rave out there?
There's a rave?
There's an eclipse rave.
There's like so many eclipse things here.
I don't like big groups.
Also,
it's like
I really don't.
When you're not drinking, you're not doing drugs, it's like, what are we going to the rave for?
Exactly.
It's like I'm not doing this.
Exactly.
I can barely go to a concert. It's like I have to like love the person at this point now to go.
Oh, I'm taking him to Knocked Loose. And
you like Knocked Loose?
Yes. And,
dude, they're the best.
And Show Me the Body.
Oh,
and
wow.
Loathe. And he doesn't know what any of these words mean. And don't tell him because I'm
really
so
excited. Wait, should I be excited?
He's going to hate it.
Wait, no, I might like it.
He likes like Maggie Rogers.
Well, she's an incredible woman.
I don't know what that is.
She's a singer.
Well, so is Knocked Loose.
Okay. Okay, I like that.
Shout out Brian Garris. You guys are the shit. Yo, you are going to have a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Those are the shows I go to. I went to a show last week. I was stage diving, like still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
39. I love it. It's the best.
We got VIP tickets for him because I know that he is.
You're such a sweetie.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I'm learning about all this too.
Yeah.
Wait, stop. VIP.
Oh my God.
By the way, you're being very nice.
Well,
but
because I know that you're going to hate it.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because you go like, he thinks
it
that my taste
you're very
music.
In need of penicillin. You have gonorrhea again.
I'm like on Grindr just talking to guys like, ooh, maybe you want to meet in the bathroom?
I played Show Me the Body for him. He's like, dude, who listens to this? I'm like,
wait, Show Me the Body, the one with the violin.
No, it's a banjo, but it's like.
I don't like them.
What?
No, I don't
no
like
you
that.
Do.
No. No, I don't like
that. Wait, I think you do.
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Okay. So are you a sex addict?
What?
Answer the questions, Ian.
Answer the questions.
Answer the fucking questions.
Wait, you drove all the way out here.
Drove?
To the creek.
I didn't drive. I flew.
To the creek.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dodging questions.
Those are the questions you're willing to answer.
Have you guys ever hooked up at an airport?
Transportation questions.
Yeah. Have you ever hooked up at an airport?
Never.
I've tried.
I have.
Really?
Yeah,
couldn't
with
get
the
it up?
Attendant.
Sniffies.
You use sniffies? That's so scary.
I know.
The Suck Shack owner doesn't even use sniffies. I'm afraid of sniffies.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because sniffies is like where boys go to get HIV.
No.
It feels. No, am I wrong?
No.
I don't.
No.
Am I wrong?
Sniffies
right.
is just
I'm
the
prude.
New Grindr.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's not an app.
Yeah, it is.
I thought you have the website.
Well, it's sniffies.com.
Yeah. And are you one of the guys who puts a dick out and you say, like, come suck it?
No.
What
no.
do you do?
What is your title?
There's
yeah, what are
I don't
you
think I have
for?
A title. I don't think there are titles on it. It's literally just avatar and age and like what you're into. See, I don't like that about Grindr because I've thought about like what's my type. Like for a while, I was like mustache daddy or something like that, or like stash guy or something. I don't know.
But does it say looking for like seven people to come over and be at my cum dumpster?
No. But there are options for that. There are guys that are like, hey, I'm having a cum party. If you want to swing through, just give me your name.
That's
like,
so funny.
Oh my God. You
know? Just give me your name.
Yeah, give me your name. And here's the address.
I need to see who else is there.
Yeah.
I can't like come if I don't know why I'm coming.
Are you going to the cum party? Yeah. Do you want to get coffee before?
Coffee?
Yeah.
I guess I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
Coming and going party.
Yeah.
No, but it's like...
Have you ever been to a sex party?
Busy grinder.
Are you having full-on anal sex with men?
No.
Yeah, just J.O. and oral.
Wait, but you're calling it sex. Because he does the same thing. I'm like, it's not sex.
I don't have anal all the time. I like to call it sex. It still feels like sex.
I cannot tell you the last time I had male penetrative sex. But I have done that with trans women.
Yeah.
Recently.
No. Last time
I haven't had anal in 11 months.
Trans woman was September, I think. Yeah.
But Skankfest?
No, a little bit prior.
Okay.
But I have, you know, done some sucky, you know, with some gals and guys. But
love that.
I'm all right with a little suck and hand action, but the butt stuff is just too much with guys.
Interesting, because I feel like you guys are doing it more frequently, but I'm doing it more deeply.
But you're having sex with your husband, and I don't think you realize that, I mean, number one, who trusts the men that you meet on the internet to have anal sex with? I know I don't.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
I'm not either. I'm like,
The last anal guy I had was like a repetitive hookup.
Yeah.
And we had not done anal for like the first couple times.
A first time anal guy. It's just jacking off an oral, and then we can maybe do anal if we have chemistry. In like a year.
Well, that's who I am now. Back in the day.
You would do... Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But I was never in a good place when I did it. I was never like feeling fantastic on the phone with my mom. Like, hey, mom, I love you. Thanks for everything. Go fucking... It was always like lecherously like, things aren't good right now. I gotta make this better.
You just suck cock to make your life better.
Yeah. Yeah. It was never like a 5 p.m. activity. It was always like 4 a.m. and it was always foggy.
like a London night.
I just appear over a street grade.
You hear wind
like
before you hear it.
I'm like, where's the cock?
Yeah. Coming home, I guess I met Jack the Ripper because that hurt a lot.
I don't use Grindr after midnight. That's when it's like all the good profiles go away, and it's like all the meth heads, and they're I don't PMP.
Why I don't do it before 10 a.m. because if they could still be up.
Oh, they can. Oh, you cannot do it in the morning. They're still high.
Yeah, it's 7 a.m. It's one head. I'm like, I want coffee, Pedro. What are you talking about? You know, it's crazy.
Like that you named him.
Yeah, and then all the trans girls on there are hookers.
Yeah,
and they all want money. And they all fucking, you know.
We talk about this a lot. I've never, since using Grindr for the last 10 years, I've never seen more straight men looking for trans women or trans women on the app. And which is like, it's, and I will say, everyone's welcome. It's taking up a lot of the grid.
It really is.
It's a lot of the grid.
Yeah, there's so many now. Have your own app.
We do.
And your own sport.
Clip that.
Stay out of our gay man sex apps and stay out of our daughter's swimming pools.
That's crazy. And you think Austin's bad. Look at you screaming up this shit.
That's great. The
difference between me and Austin is I'm joking.
Yeah.
I always thought like that is weird that there's no app, but I also like it when it's like read profile. They're like, I'm up for anything. You're like, why did I read?
Well, there are trans apps and it's full of bots, full of Filipinos and people from Thailand.
You know what's funny? I don't get.
It's not geolocation.
No, it's all. I mean, like, really, if we're getting down to being honest, there's such a small subset of people that are legitimately trans.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are cosplaying that kind of take over that umbrella of a very real thing, and they're the ones that are populating these apps.
Oh, we've had Blair White on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. She's great. Shout out, Blair.
We know it. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. No, well, you know, I don't get mad at the trans women ever for being on there. I'm like, do whatever you want there. It's these straight guys in the app that I'm like, don't come up here getting me all horny, being like, I'm straight with a huge cock and you can't see it. It's like, get off the fucking app, okay?
Yeah. I guess that's why they go to Sniffies. Is that on Sniffies at all, or is it just...
Snippy's straight guys.
So it's just like guy stuff. It's like the
fellas.
It's like the boys being boys.
But you know, it is hard for trans women. Like, where do they meet guys? And I'm finding, you know, it's funny. I'm meeting and dating more trans women in real life than on like Grindr or like Tinder. Than I am on these fucking like apps that you would think are for like that part of the community.
You mean them like at shows?
Yeah. Dude, I'm loving it, man. I have a ton of like non-binary and trans kids coming out to shows, and they're like loving that I talk about this stuff, and like they'll thank me and be like, thank you for like taking the piss out of us and poking fun and treating us like humans and not like we're like handicapped. I'm like, man, of course, like I love you guys.
Like we're handicapped.
Get away from me, you little freaks. No, but it's like I really, really enjoy that. You know, that like I like that people can tell my jokes are just fucking jokes. And I'm saying it with love, and I'm like including you, and you're all a fucking part of this. And also like in real life, if I saw anyone being legitimately hateful towards any one group, I would go to fucking jail.
Yeah.
And that's that. I think more people need to fucking swing on motherfuckers when they see him acting egregiously, but maybe that's just the
When was the last time you were in a fight?
I'm scared.
Like fist fight?
Yeah.
I don't know. You said
like
swing.
Me getting hit?
Or you swinging?
Look at those rings.
I mean, I've gotten in altercations where I've like gripped people up, but there's been no like swinging.
Yeah.
Are you like 1 second?
Yeah, I'm like once I does anyone have cold water? My hand is sore. I've been eating too much salt, you know. And then I annoy them into submission.
No,
my last fight, man, was a while ago. But I've definitely like gotten in confrontations where I've like had to, you know, like subdue people or like grab them and put them into a wall and stuff, or like,
oh, whoa,
you know. But statistically, the amount of confrontations I get in, I'm going to get my ass kicked. I've got my ass kicked like a ton of times. I'm not like Mr. Undefeated Fight Guy. Like I've been in the hospital from getting my head punched in, so I like am well aware the odds are probably against me at this point. But yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I just haven't been in any kind of situation in years since I stopped playing rugby. Yeah. I don't get in fights.
Well, I had to fight a lot as a kid. Because I got made fun of for like being gay and for, you know, even like having a dead dad. Like that was the thing, like on site. Kids are evil, man.
Especially like, what age was that?
Oh my God. From the time he died until fucking...
Which was, how old were you?
Eight. A lot through grade school, and then it stopped in high school. But it was like on site when that was like the second it came out of your mouth, I was like swinging.
Yeah.
And but that stopped. But even now, like some commenters will say stuff, and then I'll DM them and be like, "I'll buy you a plane ticket. I'll buy a plane ticket to you, like wherever you want. You. Please, I will come to your house. You come to mine. Whatever's easiest, and I'll beat the fuck out of you." Yeah. And then I'm like, "All right, I gotta take a walk or suck a cock because I'm not in a good place."
I love that. Well. Oh my God. We only have 2 segments on this show. They're both pretty quick.
Oh, okay. I love you guys, by the way. I'm so happy to be here. I watch your podcast. I think your guys' dynamic is so cool. And I wish in another life I could be fully gay and have someone that loves me and supports me like that. I love that.
No, I genuinely really love it. That is very sweet of you, and we feel the same way. You're in Jordan's podcast. I actually messaged Jordan. She gave me a guest spot on our show over Christmas in New York.
Oh,
and we
got
to meet
that's
her quickly
great.
And she fucking killed. And yeah, I was like, I'm obsessed
come
with you.
Come and do sets this weekend. I'm at the Creek. Come and do sets.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
You were actually our first person of our like dream guest
list.
We were like, Ian, and then you messaged us
to do the podcast. We were all like, Ian wants to do the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Group chat. We're like, fuck, this is great.
it's so cool. Yeah. Yeah, I love you guys, man. I think it's so cool, and it's so I love the clips. I love the show, so I'm really happy to be here.
Oh my God. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So
our first our first segment is,
oh God,
do you have any questions for us?
This is a fucking job. I hope I get the job, Dylan.
It's just a segment that we call Do you have any questions for us?
Just in case there was anything you were thinking.
Yeah. My number one question, why the fuck is it so hot in here?
I know, yeah.
What the hell is this? Yeah. We're in this fucking shed.
We got the AC fixed, but it's just not working.
I guess...
There's nothing wrong with not having questions.
No, I mean, I've never been around two live gay men before, so I want to... No, I mean, have you found it... because I find for me, I'm growing and coming into my own, and I didn't come out about this stuff until I was like, man, like what, 30? 32? Somewhere around there. And it was like a deep sadness that I hid in my whole life. Do you... And I feel like I'm still... like coming into my own, and I feel like the rings kind of help me come into like being my, like, do you guys feel like you're still growing and figuring these parts out of yourself? Like you said, now you're going,
I'm at home rehab still. Yeah. So like definitely growing for sure. Yeah. I also, the movies that hit the at home for me are like the identity things where somebody's just like experimenting with who they are. So mm-hmm. like, what was that Italian cartoon one? And they were like the little monsters.
Speed Racer?
Brutto. But Brutto.
Mario Brothers.
God damn it. It's about this little Italian kid with his best friend, and it's like clearly a gay movie.
Yeah.
But he's just like figuring himself out.
Oh, like Luca?
Luca.
Yeah. Oh.
Luca. I've seen Luca four times.
Dude, did you guys see Blockers with John Cena?
I did not.
I sobbed in the theater. Yeah, when the girl was like coming out, being accepted as gay. Like those movies hit me so hard because I wish so deeply that I had done that when I was younger. Like, yeah. I always think, like, what would my life be like if I was, like, this guy then? You know, I had to be a different guy for my own protection and everything growing up, but I always wonder that. Like, what would that
have
been? Yeah,
there are moments where I'm like, what if I had chosen this instead of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I love Choose Your Adventure books. Not still. Not still.
Yeah. I think when you're, like, when you are someone who is gay even a little bit, is like you're always going to, there's always a point in your life for years where you did not want to be gay. Mm-hmm. And I think that does such a damage to you that like it, and I think in ways that you don't even really recognize for years and years. And as I'm getting older, I'm starting to think like, I think it has much bigger effects than, I mean, even in little moments where you're like at the grocery store, the man with big muscles, I'm like, how you doing, brother? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I turn into like Uncle Laser around a straight man I don't know. And then it's like, it's just crazy. So I think you're always coming to more comfortabilities, wearing short shorts.
This time at rehab, short shorts, exactly. Yeah. Showing that it's okay to be seen.
It's okay to be seen.
But yeah, I think that this time at rehab, I realized that like everything I do is so that I can like be like, no, you're okay. No, you're okay. No, you're okay. Mm. You know, just like because I'm constantly telling myself that I'm not okay, but like really I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that had something to do with like being gay. It's like, you're broken, dude. You're fucking broken. It's like, yeah, but not more than anybody else.
Also,
yeah.
When we were all growing up, being gay in high school was like the worst. It was like the thing everybody was like, you know what would be the worst thing in the world? If you were gay.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, cool.
There was this kid, girls would say it too.
Yeah. There was this kid that got caught sucking dick in like the vestibule of like a church, and that rumor got out.
What's a vestibule?
It's like, it's almost like the foyer of a house, like an entrance before the...
That is so big fucking thing, hot.
You know?
Like a lobby? He got sucked in the lobby?
The lobby of the church. I think. Yeah. Like sometimes they have these little rooms, like, and that's kind of where it goes, is a confession booth or whatever. And it was like,
I've seen those videos, yeah.
And I just remember there was like the rumor about him and everyone made fun of him. And I just remember like going out of my way to like be nice to him because I was so afraid of my secret getting out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, like, I think I'd kill myself if anyone found this stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, and also I had to ask him, like, where was this?
My printer's out of ink.
Is he always there? Is the sucker always there? Can the sucker show up?
Is the sucker there? Is the sucker a priest? Are there hours for the sucker? I mean, I just want to know, gay guy.
Do they take volunteer suckers?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then, that's great. Our final segment is kind of what the entire podcast is all about, which is, if you were a gay man, would you rather have sex with me or Colton? And Colton only bottoms, I only top. We both are addicted to oral.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a bottom, so I'd have to go Colton.
Love it.
But if I could mix like Colton's bottom with your personality, I think that's what I would go for.
It sets up
every
time.
Single person is like, well, of course I'll have sex with Colton. And then Dylan, we could get married.
Well, I'm not a bottom.
Fuck
Colton, marry Dylan, kill Jimmy.
Oh, I didn't even know that lump was here. No, I'm kidding. You're great, Jimmy. Thank you. Are you gay too?
No, I'm married.
That's a lie.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast. And then if you want to plug anything.
Oh man, I've my debut stand-up special coming out April 21st, Ian Fidance, Wild, Happy and Free, on my podcast YouTube page, youtube.com/BeAndIanPod. And that's April 21st, Wild, Happy and Free. I'm super excited about it. And
where do you film that?
At the Cutting Room in New York City.
Yeah. Was that the 30? Because you did a 30-minute special a while, like 2 years ago, right?
No.
Could have sworn. I just
made the research to Dylan.
Yeah. I know everything.
No.
I just made it up.
Did I? No, I didn't.
Well, that's weird. Whatever.
Listen, we all do tapings. Incredible.
Maybe I did tape and it went nowhere. I've done a ton of those.
Okay.
You know? Like, hey, we're going to submit you to a thing. And I'm like, great, here it is. And they're like, we've rethought our decision. But this is self-released, self-produced, and no one can stop me.
Watching special, following Ian, us at Some of This Is Bad.
Comment if you'd like.
Comment, you fucking assholes. At Dylan P. Carlino.
At the Jimmy Clifford. And subscribe to the Patreon.
And subscribe to our Patreon.
Oh,
when does that go live?
It'll go live next week.
We decided we want a question. So if you are a person who wants us to rate you.
On our Patreon, if you want to send a picture of your face, a bio, and a picture of your dick, we'll rate you on our Patreon.
And if you don't have a dick, then maybe your ex-boyfriend or maybe your boyfriend now.
Or you can send your vagina as well.
But...
And I'll look
I think I know the rating.
Bye.
It's a 1.0.